I risk everything in my head before I go to do something. This past weekend was the first time I went to the movie theater since Bad Boys.
What'd you see?
How long it's been since I went to the movie theater. And I said, there's only two movies that are going to get me back into theater. And that is Matrix. And Ghostbusters.
And so, what was this weekend? I don't even know.
Ghostbusters. So Ghostbusters came out on Thursday. And yeah, I've been dying to see it.
Is it a prequel? This is the prequel, right?
No, it's a, but it's a, it takes place like 30 years. It's in real time.
Oh.
So if the Ghostbusters happened in 85, then they are the age they are now.
Uh-huh.
But it, the number one movie this past weekend.
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Afterlife made $44 million bucks at the box office. I don't know how.
Uh-huh. So the money was yours.
Because the theater I was in had six people in it on a Saturday. On a Saturday, six people in the whole theater.
Well, then you probably felt better about going, right? Because it was packed. If it was like elbow to elbow, then you'd be freaking out. It's probably better that there was only six people there, right?
No, I loved it that there was nobody there. That's awesome. Yeah. But how the hell is the movie industry going to last when nobody is going to the movie theater to see the movie that came out 2 days ago?
Well, I don't know that anybody was really excited to see.
No, they were.
Ghostbusters.
They were.
Matrix Resurrections, you're going to see a lot of people.
See, but Matrix, I think, is also going to be on HBO at the same time. So that might save me from going. So
are they doing one of those things where it's going to be movies and HBO at the same time?
Yeah. So if Ghostbusters was on HBO Max, there's no way I would have went. Because it's just crazy that.
Right.
You know, there's 40 minutes of previews and commercials before the movie even starts. 40 minutes.
That's the best part. I love the previews.
I love the previews, but now they got them mixed with commercials.
Oh, not so good. You can't fast forward through them. And you paid. You know, see, that doesn't make sense. If I get Discovery Plus for $4.99, that's with commercials. If I pay $6.99, that's without commercials. Mm-hmm. How much did you pay for your movie ticket?
Okay, for two people and popcorn for two and drinks for two. Mm-hmm. Two medium popcorns, two medium drinks, two tickets, matinee on Saturday. How much was all that?
You spent $47.
$52.
Oh, I was close.
$52 to
see. And you had to watch commercials. That's my point.
Exactly.
If you spent $52, it should be no commercials.
No, they're running commercials. Melina Menounos, whatever the fuck her name is, came on the
screen. Maria Menounos, yeah.
There he is. She came on the screen before that talking about stuff and then plugging stuff. And then it's 10 minutes of commercials. And then they run previews. And then at the end of the previews, they run more commercials.
Oh, no, not okay.
Yeah, it's that there was a crypto commercial right before the movie started.
No, you can't advertise to me if I've spent a full boat here. If I've bought popcorn and spent if it's not a discount ticket, I'm sorry. I spent a full amount of money. I bought my ticket straight out. No commercials. Sorry. None.
Oh, okay.
Zero.
So let's say you're okay with commercials. So you're playing that crypto commercial for six people. How much money are you getting for playing that commercial to piss me off?
It's a good point.
That I just spent $52 for shitty popcorn and flat Coke to watch a movie when I could be at home enjoying myself a lot more.
You were two of those six people. That's hilarious.
Two of those six. And that was, and you had assigned seating. I was like, sit wherever you want. I mean, and the bad thing about movies now, because Marvel started this shit, is they will have not previews, but extra scenes in the credits.
Oh, so you got to stay late. You got to stay after.
So the Ghostbusters had had one right at the end of the movie, and then they had another one at the total end of the movie after they said no animals were harmed and all that other shit. Thanks to the city of New York, whatever.
Right.
And then they, then another scene popped up.
Oh my God, are you serious? That's so annoying. Well, you obviously stayed for it because you knew that. I mean, usually the minute the movie's over and you see the very first credit roll,
right,
I'm gone. Out the door.
I would say it was a fun movie.
Okay, so when it comes out on HBO, I will totally watch it.
It's a fun movie with a lot of callbacks to the original.
I feel like I have to rewatch the original. There's a lot of stuff I don't remember. People always quoting Ghostbusters to me, or like, remember that scene? This is just like that scene from Ghostbusters where I don't remember Ghostbusters. I was like a child when I saw it. I need to re-see it.
You need to re-see it. Don't see the second one, see the first one.
Okay, fine.
But this one, a lot of callbacks. So if you're a fan of it like I was, you'll really enjoy it.
Okay, all right.
And you take your oldest son to it, and he loves Ghostbusters. He loved it too.